The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, beginning verse 21. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to listen and to obey the words of Jesus' teaching and his holy word. What blessing to be near you, to hear your voice. Yes, to listen and obey the voice of Jesus, a new teaching with authority. He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, with special attention to verses 22 and 27. And they were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. They were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, do we always listen to the authority of Jesus' words? What would we say right now? The authority of Jesus' teaching and preaching. The authority that Jesus speaks from his holy word. Or do we sometimes listen to another kind of authority? The authority of our elected church leaders? The authority in the local, state, and federal government? The authority of our culture and society with a new set of rules and morals which are contrary to the Word of God, similar to the teachings, the authority displayed by the religious leaders at the time of Jesus. Yes, do we always listen to the authority of Jesus' words? And why? Because Jesus always spoke with authority. Every word that Jesus spoke came with power. He taught them as one who had authority, our text says, and not as the scribes and the teachers of the law. A new teaching that was completely different and contrary to the teachings of the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, the elders of the people, and especially the teachers and doctors
of the law. Yes, Jesus taught with profound, majestic authority. We read again in our text for today that Jesus went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, the Lord's day, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. As a matter of fact, as a Jew himself, Jesus went into the synagogue every Sabbath day and took part in the temple service. Jesus learned that from his own parents, Mary and Joseph, as it became evident early on during his childhood, especially at the age of 12, when he went with his parents to the temple in Jerusalem. After the feast was over, they went back home again, thinking that Jesus was in their company for a day. But when they couldn't find Jesus, they went back to Jerusalem, and after 3 long days, they found him in the temple courts, listening and asking questions of the teachers and the doctors of the law. As a matter of fact, everyone was amazed, especially the teachers of the law. They were astonished for his understanding and his answers and his questions already at the young age of only 12. And when the parents finally found him in the temple, his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have anxiously searched for you." And how does Jesus respond to his mother at the age of 12? Listen to what he says. "Mother, why are you searching for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" The words of the third commandment of our Lord, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And then the explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, "We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." Yes, early on during his ministry, Jesus taught them with profound, majestic authority. He taught them a new teaching that was totally and completely contrary to the teachings of the scribes and the teachers of the law. Jesus told them that now they must listen to him and not to them, the religious leaders. A new teaching about the kingdom of God. Jesus told them, and the people listened to him attentively, eager to sit at his feet and listen to every word he had to say to them. We read in our text again, they were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes and the teachers of the law. Everything Jesus taught them was not only different from what they had learned from the religious leaders, but a new teaching in which Jesus had come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. We read in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 20, where Jesus made this very clear to them. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And then Jesus said to them, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." Yes, Jesus made it very clear, including the religious leaders. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Jesus said this repeatedly during his 3-year ministry. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. You must love one another. And as the people listened to the teachings, the new teaching of Jesus, and obeyed him, followed him, they began to understand more and more about the purpose of Jesus coming into this world as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As a matter of fact, there are 2 interesting facts here about Jesus teaching in the synagogue. First of all, that the people were astonished. The people were amazed at his teaching. In other words, they were impressed not only with the style of his teaching, but especially the content as he spoke convincingly about the kingdom of God. Secondly, they perceived him as one who taught with the authority that he had. Not like the scribes, not the religious leaders. They didn't say it once, but they repeated it a second time. A new teaching? And with authority? We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 18, where Jesus said, "I have the authority." Not the religious leaders. "I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to bring it up again. This command I received from the Father." And yet, Jesus' teaching with authority was questioned immediately as he spoke. When a man with an unclean spirit suddenly cried out saying, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Yes, this man is loud and boisterous. And he interrupts Jesus and questions Jesus' teaching. "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" And how does Jesus respond? Not to the unclean man, but the unclean spirit inside of this man. "Be silent and come out of him." And immediately the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him. Can you imagine being there when all of this was happening? The spirit shook him violently, like an earthquake. And the spirit came out of him. And as soon as the people saw what was happening, they were all amazed. A new teaching, and with authority, even commands the unclean spirits and they obey him. Yes, even the unclean spirits obeyed Jesus. As his fame spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee, and that continues to be true today, it hasn't changed, has it? Jesus' fame and prestige continues to be spread, not only throughout the region of Galilee, but now throughout the whole world that we live in today. Jesus' preaching and teaching and healing continues to be spread with the same authority today. Let there be no mistake about that. Perhaps not in the same dramatic way, but nonetheless with the same authority of His Word and through the power of prayer. Yes, Jesus' teaching brings with it always the powerful message and proclamation of the gospel. His love, His kindness, His mercy, His forgiveness, His compassion as He made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the mute to speak again, and He even brought the dead back from life again. That's the kind of Jesus with the authority that He had. Again, not a message based on the law and the prophets, but on the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One that is not based in our own good works and righteousness, but on the love, the blood, and righteousness of Jesus as our Savior. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, "For by grace you have been saved, not by good works. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast." This is what Jesus said of Himself. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many." Yes, people continue to be amazed today, astonished, if you will, at the authority of His words. Not only through the preaching and the teaching, but today through the power of prayer that Jesus has given us in the church today. Now, what about us again? What about you and me? As we listen to the words of Jesus today, do we always listen to the authority of His words? Or because of temptation by our society, by the devil, do we sometimes listen to another kind of authority, especially our culture and society with all these new set of rules and morals trying to be imposed upon us? I hope and pray that we will always listen to Jesus and His words. The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, "Speak, O Lord, Your servant listens. Let Your word to me come near. Fill me, Lord, with love, a strong fervor, that I cling to You forever." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, as we will always, here at Shepherd in the Pines, listen to every word of Jesus and to obey Him and follow Him. God bless you in your walk with Jesus, to obey Him, to follow Him, and to believe in Him as your Savior, who has come to save us from sin. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.